Here comes your diva of the dark, Lori Schultz.
Hi, everybody. You're listening to The Dirt. I'm so excited to be here this weekend. I've been busy for the last few. Steve had reruns. And so I just want to say thanks a lot for tuning in. Hey, Chris.
Yo, what's happening?
Not too much. Thank you so much, Chris Singleton, for being here tonight.
Always my favorite place to be on a Saturday.
Love that. Thank you. And thank you so much, Jeff Strunk, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. I only had a bag and wine and everything, but he was really sweet about it. But I'm like, you have to come with me.
Well, Chris, I have my priorities straight. I have to play my PlayStation 3 NHL hockey. And she had to pry me away from that because I was tack welded to the couch.
And that becomes important at certain times in life. Yes, it does.
Especially on a Saturday, right? I mean, literally, like, I was like, you have 5 minutes, please. Like, that's how fast he was.
That's enough time for a whole half a game, at least.
That's right.
Yeah.
There was 2 minutes left in it. And believe me, I remember, I'm like, that'll leave him with three.
Yeah, you can make it to the car. You can make it to the car.
Yeah. So, everybody, thank you so much. We've got a new lineup I'm aware of now when we got here. I'm not sure of exactly what it is. Chris, do you know it or no?
The new lineup?
Yeah.
It's all the same. It's just Dan and Paul. No.
Oh, okay.
They moved to Saturdays. They're on 3 to 5 Saturdays now.
Okay, and what's their show about? I'm just not super familiar, and I'd love to plug them.
They're just some funny dudes. They spend some time making fun of each other, have a good time, and then they have some local folks on talking about local issues. You know, local festivals and stuff going on. I think they're peach farmers, right, Zach?
Peaches and almonds.
Peaches and almonds.
Really?
Yeah.
I noticed how Zach said almonds.
Yeah, I guess they fight about how you say it sometimes.
Because I've never heard of that. Saying almond, you know?
Almonds.
Yeah.
Without the
I think
L.
I'm going to go with almond, but that's I like hearing it different, though. I'm glad Zach said it differently because it's just fun, you know?
Almonds.
Just to hear somebody pronounce it differently. Zach, I noticed that you were one of the local people on the show today. And you're trying to take off for the night, and I'm sitting here trying to pull you into the dirt.
I'm leaving here momentarily. Laura.
Yeah, yeah. So, hi, Zach. How's
it
going?
Not bad, not bad. See, you got a couple of weeks off paid vacation.
Yeah, that's what you want to call it. It was a wedding. Congratulations
a wedding.
To Lorraine and Nate Livingston. My daughter got married.
Ooh, what a classy last name, Livingston.
I know, and
it's
he...
like upper middle class Maryland area kind of last name.
You're so good.
Maybe
because it's not quite Maryland, but, I mean, they're in Kansas. They
did
moved,
the wind
they got,
just take them there?
Yeah, kind of.
Drop their house like right on.
Well, he's got a full ride for football in college. So they got married Saturday, all day Sunday, packed, cleaned up from the wedding, all that. And then Monday morning at like 6 in the morning, they left for Kansas.
Oh.
So it was like married. I got to watch him be married for one day. And then so now we're going to be Skyping and stuff like that. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm really happy for him. It's great. It's really a happy moment.
Now, a woman of 28 and having a, you know, a daughter who's old enough to be in college, I mean...
It's pretty paranormal.
It is.
I know. Thank you.
Psychedelic.
Yeah, it's paranormal for sure. I don't know how I did that, but that's cool. And thank you, Zach.
You're welcome.
All right. So, have a great show tonight. Is it a rerun or something?
Yeah, rerun.
All right. Let's tune in for the Zach and Brian show, and it's from 9 to 10 p.m. tonight. So, that's great. I also wanted to let everybody know that at 6 o'clock tonight, we have a special guest. Her name is Vicky Emmanuel, and she is actually the author of this book and another one I think that just came out or will be coming out, and I'll let her talk about that. But this book, Manifest Anything You Want in 30 Days, I read it, and I've manifested a lot to do with real estate. Anything, Jeff, as a bystander, my whole deal here was to get back into real estate.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that, Lori.
I did, right, huh?
For sure.
I mean, I was almost late today because I was writing an offer. That's cool. So, not that those guys behind there are listening, but that's cool. He's going to say, I'm listening.
Doing my best.
All right, no, you're awesome. You're
There's
on.
A lot of stuff going on back
so
here.
So anyway,
right now.
I think it's a pretty effective book. I mean, what are we going to manifest next?
Maybe some coffee or wine or something.
That covered. It didn't even take reading the book to have that happen because we've got coffee.
Hold on. I think I can get Zach to go manifest you some coffee in the back. Hold on a second.
Oh, wow. Nice.
For real? Look at Zach's like, thanks a lot, Chris. So anyway, I wanted to also say thank you so much to Quiznos, the official sponsor of The Dirt. And it's Quiznos out of Lincoln in the Safeway Shopping Center. And if you stop on in there, just make sure you tell them The Dirt sent you. And it's an awesome place to eat. Fresh sandwiches. soups, everything. It's great. So thank you so much, Quiznos, for being the official sponsor. We also have three giveaways tonight. So anybody who calls in, the first three, so you can feel free to call in anytime you want now from here until 7 o'clock at 530-742-5555. We're going to be having some giveaways for Diamond Detail, and I'm going to read it to you so that I get the phone number right and everything else. It is actually Diamond Detail's Vehicle Detailing, all types of vehicles. Their number is 916-289-5077 or at DiamondDetailsWebs.com. And they're a mobile servicing from Reno to San Francisco. And if you mention the dirt and you don't even call in, you're going to get 10% off. So if you do call in, the first three callers who call in are going to get a free car wash and wax. And I might just step out for a minute and call myself because we really need to get Jeff's car wash and wax. Right, honey?
I was kind of getting used to that dirty look, but yeah, we could probably work on that.
Yeah, we might have someone call in. So you guys are going to have to race us to it because, I mean, it's a great place and they do a great job. So feel free to call in and mention the car wash and wax, and we'll go ahead and hook you up with that. And like I said, I wanted to say congratulations to my daughter, Lorraine, and my new son-in-law, Nate. They got married this past week, and it was so much fun. We had a great time. It was a lot of work, and it came and went so fast. I mean, literally, when you're planning a wedding, all of a sudden you're just sitting there and you're like, wow, she's walking down the aisle and this is happening right now. Like, it, all the planning that goes into it and everything else. Anybody getting married this weekend, hats off to you and congratulations. I know it's a lot of work that goes into all of it. Unless if you go, of course, you go to like Las Vegas or something and do the shotgun wedding thing. So, you know, that's a little less work. And I also want to say my daughter, Josie, if she's tuning in, she's in Texas right now. And they're doing something really exciting. And I hope that Josie's bestie doesn't mind that I'm talking about this, but she's actually meeting her birth family. She was adopted, and she just graduated, and she's turning 18. So they looked her up, and they flew down there. Her birth brother bought Josie and her friend Sarah tickets, and they're down there meeting them today. They just got there.
That's nerve-wracking, huh? Gotta be.
She looks so nervous, didn't she? I mean, we see Sarah all the time. This is probably the most nervous we've ever seen her.
Yeah.
It was crazy. I mean, she, what was it, like 4 o'clock this morning, 3:30? She walks in, and she's just like, hi. She was scared. I was like, wow. So that's what nervous looks like on Sarah. So, anyway, I'm sure it's going to be a good time, and I can't wait to hear all about that. That's a really cool experience. So my daughter went as, like, moral support. And so that's what those guys are doing. I just wanted to mention that. Next week on The Dirt, we've got a lady who's super interesting, like me and Jeff, and I don't know how into UFOs you are or aliens. I mean, maybe you are one. You wear green.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
So I'm not one. I'm into the alien thing. I'm not an alien.
Do you know for sure?
How would you know?
I don't know. I think you would just know if you are.
Well, I don't know that I am an alien. Let's put it that way.
Okay, guess what I think.
What do you think?
I think you're an alien. Do you want to know why? Because
why?
We all are aliens to another planet.
Oh, you think, okay, so you think we're an alien to Omicron 19 out there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so
gotcha.
You can easily call yourself an alien because you're an alien to something or someone.
All right, all right. I am an alien being to
Earth.
To Earth? I'm an alien to Earth? What?
I mean, no. I mean, from Earth.
I'm an alien from Earth?
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, Judy Carroll, she's been on Coast to Coast and so many other programs. She's written a few books. They actually forwarded them to me, was it this morning or last night? My days are runneth togethereth. And so anyway, and I can't wait. I'm going to try to read some of those. And, well, actually, me and Jeff, I'm sure he'll be interested too. She's had contact with Greys, like her entire life. And so she's very interesting. I've watched some of her interviews. You can Google her or check on YouTube. Her name, again, it's Judy Carroll. She'll be Skyping in from Australia next weekend. And I'm really, really looking forward to that interview because, you know, I just want to hear what's going on with the Greys. She says that they're here for good intentions. And I always feel like, just my own personal opinion, it might change next weekend. Like, the Greys didn't always seem that friendly to me. I always thought they were the non-friendly race of aliens.
Yeah, I always got that too. They were the mean ones.
Yeah. Like the big, the tallish ones. Like you picture signs when it's walking through. And they're like, ah. I mean, they want us to be afraid. Hollywood does.
They sure do.
And they probably know something we don't.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think the grays come down and they go tell Hollywood what movies to make?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I think the government has something to do with some of the things that are brought to us and get us emotionally and visually prepared for things that are unknown to us.
Oh, I got you. So government drops down the hints through Hollywood. They get us prepared for the what's really
coming
through.
Or there's some links. Somebody, you know, there's a lot of control when it comes to media and mm-hmm. different things and broadcasting and
right.
news.
Right.
Us.
Right.
I mean, I'm trusting that you really think you're an alien. I mean, come on.
I guess you do have to trust me when I say that I'm not an alien.
Okay, see? I just don't know how to take that anymore. So, anyway, so next weekend should be fun. Now, let's see. Vicky's going to be on, and we're going to be talking about some pretty cool stuff. We're going to be talking about the launch of her new radio talk show that I'm actually going to be co-hosting on, and it launches on the 27th. And in a little bit, I don't know, between like 5:30 and, you know, 5:45, Brad Merriman's actually going to be calling in. He used to have a show here, and it was called the American Complaint Department, and he has a new station and everything, and we're actually going to be launching her show on his station. So he's going to call in and tell us all a little bit about his new station and the programming that's going to be launched from it. It sounds really exciting, and we're going to be a part of it.
Excellent.
So, yeah, so I can't wait. And Vicky's just a lot of fun. I just, on the way here, we were talking to her on the phone, and, man, just the ideas that she just kind of put into my mind. I mean, with her talent and astral projection and everything else, astral, I always say astro, I don't know why.
Astro projection.
Astral projection. I can't even talk. You know, so we're always talking, we were talking about all this cool stuff that she could be doing on the show, like different energy reading and different things like that. So it's going to be really exciting. And what else do we have going on? A few different things. But when we come back from our commercial break that we're about to take, I'm going to go ahead and we're going to go over some of these books that we've been reading. And they're really exciting, kind of enlightening, scary, and manifesting. They're awesome. So everybody stay tuned for The Dirt, and we'll be back in just a minute.
You are tuned to The Dirt.
Diamond Details Automotive Detail Service. We are an automotive detail service that provides service from Reno to San Francisco. All vehicles, cars, boats, and airplanes starting from $35. Diamond Details gives your rough diamond a real shine. Take advantage of their 4 free car wash special. That's Diamond Details, 916-289-5077. That's 916-289-5077. Or visit us at DiamondDetailsWebs.com.
Are you looking for a place with a friendly atmosphere where you can relax, enjoy a great pub-style meal, a delicious handmade burger, or perhaps authentic Mexican street tacos or delicious fish tacos, all at an affordable price? A place where you can go sing karaoke or listen to a great live band or perhaps dance to top DJ music? Look no further. Dillion's Bar and Grill, located in the heart of historic downtown Lincoln, holds the key to all your food and entertainment desires. Dillion's Bar and Grill is proud to offer a full menu of great pub-style food and a full bar. They have entertainment 5 nights per week, Wednesday through Sunday. Come visit Dillion's today at 605 G Street on the corner of 6th and G Street in Lincoln, or find us on Facebook by searching Dillion's Bar and Grill. That's D-I-L-L-I-A-N-S, Dillion's Bar and Grill. Call 916-434-8171. For the entertainment calendar, that's Dillion's Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to buy or sell your home, lands, or investment property? Call Lori Schultz with American Home Realty at 916-960-9600. Short sales, investments, first-time home buyers, please give me a call. Lori Schultz, 916-960-9600.
$5 subs are back at Quiznos. Any sub, any size, for just $5. Every Monday after 2 p.m. through closing. More meat, more flavor, more Quiznos. Mmm, toasted.
Come check out these deals exclusively at the Lincoln, Roseville, and Folsom locations. And don't forget to mention KMYC 1410 AM.
Quiznos, the official sponsor of The Dirt.
Hey.
You are tuned to The Dirt.
Get interactive with Lori by contacting her blog at lorischulz.blogspot.com. Here comes your diva of The Dirt, Lori Schulz.
Hi, everybody. You're listening to The Dirt, and I'm really super excited to be here live tonight because we've been, like I said, doing reruns. So, again, thank you, Jeff, and thank you, Chris, so much for being here with me tonight. Appreciate it. And pretty soon, we're going to be having Brad Merriman call in to talk about his new station, everything going on with him. But in the meantime, I thought it would be fun if me and my sweet fiancé, Jeff, talk about some of these cool books we've been reading. What do you think, honey?
Sounds good.
All right. So I'll start it out if you want. I'll talk about these missing 411. They're just like burning a hole in my itch pocket or whatever you want to call it, because these books are so amazing. They've been scaring me so bad. They're by David Pilates. I finished this one, and I'm into this one. And I have to read three of them for him to be on my show. It kind of cracks me up.
Is that what he said? You got to read three?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Luckily,
so you got two done.
Yeah, well, I'm into the second one, but the thing is, they're so informative. It's, you know, look at how thick they are. I don't know if you guys can see this. I mean, we're not talking.
Well, I guess they can on the web, yeah.
Yeah.
Those are some big books.
Yeah. And, I mean, he signed them. My sister bought this one, and I bought this one, and he wrote some different things in there, which at least it wasn't the same things he wrote. And by reading what he wrote, you might have a clue. He said to Lori Schulz, discover, declare, and protect the truth. And we're not talking political. Well, it could be. A little bit. A little bit government, like, cover-up thing going on. Bonnie, it says, hike the trail with new awareness. So, now these books. You guys can ask me any questions you want. you guys are all, we don't have any yet. Okay. So, basically, David Pilates, he was, he was in law enforcement before he decided to go full-time into investigating all the missing people that are around the United States and actually around the world. But the thing is, they're in national parks is what these books are about. People go missing. There's a few common denominators in all of them, like bad weather right after. Sometimes they do or do not find the people. When they do, a lot of times they're, you know, not coherent. They're they don't remember how or where their time went. A lot of times they're found in creek beds, just odd places, or in the middle of like briar patches and different things where kids really realistically won't be able to get to when they're only 2 years old, and they've traveled 9 miles in like 6 hours, something that a kid really couldn't do. And a lot of times they're missing clothing. And the freaky thing in this book that I've just read about was how so many shoes are discovered with the foot in them. Did you know that?
Well, I did notice, you know, coming back.
Cut off, not on your own feet.
Oh, no. Well, I did notice coming back from Minnesota in college that I was always fascinated with shoes and, you know, footballs and basketballs along the interstate. And I know that has absolutely no relevance to the shoes as far as out in the north or wherever these parks that they're finding them. But
they're actually found, a lot of them, actually on this one highway, and it's called, like, I don't want to quote it because I know I'm saying it wrong, some highway of tears or something, where a lot of women have been missing, and they do find the shoes on the southern road. It's a weird phenomenon. And a lot of times they say that a part of the reason shoes are found on the side of the road, and this is coming from law enforcement connections and people I've talked to before, but it's because the impact of a car accident is so powerful that literally you fly out of your shoes. Okay, so some of these shoes that are found in the middle of the woods where they don't find, let's say if there's a bear attack. If there's seriously like a bear attack, I mean, you find, unfortunately, and this is sad if anybody's ever had a bear attack, I'm sorry, but like a bloody mess, like an area where somebody was consumed or attacked or hurt, there's blood. Well, in the middle of the woods, these people are found sometimes just dead, and they don't have they don't have like things like that going on, and yet the impact of whatever attacked them was so powerful that their shoes flew off. And so it's that same type of thing. So whatever force this is, and it's weird, maybe in the second book, or the third book I'm going to read, maybe it tells more of what his opinion is on this, but I mean, he is a Bigfoot hunter as well. So I'm thinking he maybe associates some of these missing people and different things with that. But I mean, some of the things are unbelievable. There's some maps in here, like for instance, he wrote the clusters of missing people, not this part. Actually, for Texas and Florida are so huge that he didn't even include it in these books because he can write separate books on just that. The people missing in Florida and Texas alone are so extensive. It's just unbelievable. Like, the things that I have found in here, it's just plain old scary in my opinion. I just am shocked. Like, here's a little map.
I'm glad I made it out of Florida then.
I know. Well, and the thing is, like, most of the time, this is one of the weird things that happens in, like, one of the stories or whatever, is that it's always somebody breaks off from someone else, like, for no reason. Like, all of a sudden, they're all just walking together, and so-and-so is just like, hey, I'm going to head back to camp. And they're like, why?
Just gets a strain, just
all of a sudden, they just go, and it's almost like nobody can stop them. And then they get over the crest of a hill. Somebody goes over. They're not on the other side of the hill. No one saw them come over the crest from the other side. It's like they just simply disappear.
Wow.
And then people are yelling. There's search parties, thousands of people out looking for these victims, and they're not found at all. And then suddenly, if they do show up, they're in a place that there is no way that all these searchers missed.
Okay, like that place somebody definitely had searched and looked through.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, you're talking a lot of times it's adults. Why wouldn't the person yell back? If they were seriously still okay, because sometimes the time of death, they can tell that the person didn't die instantly. Like, they had been alive and, like, they died of exposure after, you know, 7 days or something like that. And here, where they're found was thoroughly searched within the first 24 hours. And they wouldn't have died from exposure or anything else the first 24 hours.
So you were mentioning before that there's certain kind of things that happen around all these disappearances, like bad weather and things like that, to make give them almost maybe a supernatural kind of feel.
Yes.
In a way.
So for instance, dogs and hounds that they bring in to like search for these missing victims.
Right.
They never pick up on a scent. And
it's crazy. It's almost like the scent or that stuff is somewhere else.
A storm always takes place, and it makes the searching kind of.
This is making me think of is your series on Trey's house.
Yeah.
And that random voice that was screaming help when they were out there, and there was no physical person there screaming for help.
Right.
Maybe the help call was coming from somebody who could have been in one of these missing 411 books.
Right.
And that person was really there screaming for help somewhere else. Mm-hmm. But his help calls were supernaturally sent to somewhere behind Trey's house.
Another common denominator is granite or stone, like big rocks. That reminds me of like Red Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the reason is they think that there's a certain energy. Now, what if that certain energy has something to do with getting into another dimension? What if they accidentally slip? I mean, this is just me thinking about different reasons why people would go missing a lot by the larger rocks.
Yeah.
And why they don't remember where they've been.
Sure. And when you get into that kind of state where, you know, you've gone missing, you know, you're apart from your crew and you're in a situation, you're gonna be personally in a higher state of just panic.
Right.
And sending out all kinds of energy too.
And think about this too, like the Land of the Lost. Remember that series way back when we were all little, that, you know, the Land of the Lost and all that kind of stuff, and how they had a portal. Now tell me how way back then, before really people were talking about portals and different things like that, why, I mean, I think a lot of things have been known for a very, very long time. It's just been kept from us.
Right, or even just lost, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it could be something similar to that. So you're out in the woods, you're out hiking, but something is pulling these people also away from the safety of their group.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the four top national parks I memorized two offhand. Yosemite is number one. Most missing people.
For disappearances?
Yeah.
Wow.
Then there's Crater Lake.
Okay.
And then, okay, so Yosemite National Park, Great Smoky Mountains National Park.
I've been there. My grandparents live right near there.
Glacier National Park.
Okay.
And then Crater Lake National Park.
Okay.
And
I've never heard of Crater Lake. Where's that one?
What
does it say?
Well, not right in this exact spot, but, I mean, well, one of the things that David Pilates actually said in this first book that I read, it's not his first book, though. It's his most recent release, and I read that first out of order. And then, but anyway, he said that he doesn't want people to feel like he's ever the type to say something dramatic, okay? But one of the things he does believe is that the Cascade Mountains is one of the most dangerous places, right? Wasn't it Cascades?
No. Yep.
And he said he would never go hiking there, and he would never recommend it. So many people go missing there.
Really? Crater Lake, by the way, it's here in it's right near us. It's in South Central Oregon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, I almost just want to like read you one of the like really scary ones. But I don't know if we should or not. When a person that my parents know, their son actually went missing in one of the criterias that were similar to that fit this. He was a photographer. It seems like photographers, berry pickers are actually a number one, one of the major criterias, common denominators that a lot of these missing people have. They're actually berry picking, and all of a sudden the little kid is missing. And not within yelling reach for some reason or whatever. So I think that's really interesting. So berry pickers, bow hunters, he said. And a lot of times it's people who have been so familiar with hiking or the outdoors, and they just suddenly are just missing, and it's like not logical in their mind. Another thing, too, I noticed, it's people – oh, he said it's sometimes little kids staying with family members, primarily grandparents. And the kids go missing while at the grandparents.
Huh.
And what's astounding to me, a lot of it, is like these little kids that are left outside for a little bit. Oh, I was only in the house 10 minutes and my kid's missing. Or, oh, I let my kid run down by the or go from the beach to our campsite, and it was only, you know, 50 yards away. It's like literally if you're in a national park, the way after reading this, I'm like, do not let your kid go. They're like, I'm going back in here. You're like, well, I'm coming with you. No, I'm going to go along. No, we're going to both get kidnapped or taken and go to this other dimension together.
No.
You know,
oh, no.
I'm not leaving you. Like, basically, whatever's drawing them away, just go with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't listen to them.
Well, see, I don't have kids, but I've heard that 10 minutes is all they need to get into a whole world of trouble.
Or a whole nother world.
A whole nother world, I guess, in this case.
Yeah. And they don't even need 10 minutes. I mean, think about it. If they run across the street,
that could be 10 seconds. Yeah.
So, anyway, there's some cool things in here, just some of these books. I mean, some of these stories. But this entire book is geared on just all of this is just factual information. He doesn't put his opinion in everything except for, like, a summary, like, basically, you know, what he did or didn't find. He did everything in an investigative manner.
Okay.
Yeah, manner.
So he's former cop, right? You said.
Yeah, he's I think he was in the FBI, possibly, but he was in law enforcement.
Okay.
Sure. And like for years, like 25 years.
Wow.
And he's got a ton of experience with everything.
Okay.
I mean, these books are great. He has Bigfoot hunting books. He went and lived with this tribe of Indians who have had a lot of connection with like with Bigfoot and everything like that. So it's pretty interesting. It's pretty cool. Okay, so we're going to go over to this book since we have Vicky coming on. Was there a caller for the show?
No, I'm waiting for Dave to call in.
Brad.
Brad. Excuse me.
Brad Merriman. That's okay. Yes. We're talking about David Pilates.
We are.
So
that's where my confusion.
Yep. Okay, so this book is a book by Eckhart Tolle. And it's called The New Earth, Awakening to Your Life's Purpose. Okay, I'm starting to read this one, but the one that I just finished, which was, what was the name of it again, honey? Oh, The Power of Now. Okay, so after my son died, I started to read that book just because, I mean, Jeff knows. I mean, I've just gone through a lot of different dreams and different feelings and different everything, like different spiritual awareness when you go through something extremely
mm-hmm.
dramatic like that. And that book was really enlightening for me. And then this book, I mean, I'm not that far into it. It's kind of like similar to this book. But, I mean, I'm reading it, and it's so good. I think Jeff might be able to give us a little bit more of an insight on this. But The Power of Now, basically, it's talking of, for me, it was more about the stillness and the silence, like something opposite of what I'm doing right now, you know, that you find within yourself and just the connection to who you really are. I mean, rather than, it's not about all this, you know, none of this mm-hmm. stuff matters, like work, jobs, everything else. It's our spiritual connection to who we are and really realizing that we're more than what we are, what we feel we are here. But this book has been just really interesting to me too, and I like it, but what did you think about this book? I mean, you're more equipped to talk about it than me.
I think it's a very interesting read. It might not be for everybody as far as resonating with them. And I think I read or heard him, the author Eckhart Tolle, speak, and he said if the first book that he wrote, The Power of Now, doesn't resonate, and you'd probably be able to tell within the preface of the book, within the first two pages, some people it just doesn't resonate, and mm-hmm. that's wonderful that everybody has their own take on it, and their own experience, because not everything's going to resonate with everybody the same way. So, I guess the gist of the really his teachings or the message that he's getting across is consciousness, and you know, people might think of consciousness of equated with thought. But they're not synonymous. They're not one and the same thing. Consciousness, the way he's describing it in the books, has more to do with, I guess, inner space, how he would describe it as inner space of disidentifying from thought. And that includes memories. That includes anticipation events. That includes 10 minutes ago what happened that you're recalling events. Or just the voice in the head, how he would say it, is just, mm-hmm. okay, I got, like, an example, I got to go to the store, I got to get Tide, I got to get some Cheerios, and you're not verbalizing it, but there's that voice in the head that everybody has. And he said when you can step out of that, and it's almost like you begin to watch your thoughts kind of just swim by, the stream of
the dirt.
Thought all the time, and
hello,
that's
dirt.
Where... Getting back to what you were saying, you create a little bit of more stillness and awareness, and that's the very first stage of consciousness itself, is to step back from that internal dialogue that everybody has every day and really just observing what your mind's doing. That's the very first stage. And then he said you can deepen that more and more. And but the whole teaching of it is just, with him, is rising above thought, which means not necessarily you're not going to think, but you use your mind with greater focus. Your awareness is greater, and you have greater clarity when you do think, because thought is energy, and you get your thinking becomes more clear, and because thought is an energy. I once heard that individuals have up to 60,000 thoughts a day, and that includes sleep, REM, you know, when they're dreaming and sleeping, which means very little gaps. And then you equate your emotions and your thoughts that are tied with into your emotions and stress with people and stressful thoughts. And but it's he gets into spiritual teachings, and some he expounds a little bit on his take on some of what the Bible verses say in ancient teachings. So I found them both books very interesting and very useful. I think that they're one of those books that you can read more than one time and get something a little different take on things each time you read it.
Well, it is like a teaching. Well, it is. So, like, the more repetition you have with a book that's giving you information mm-hmm. and insight that you may or may not have had any idea about or anything beforehand, obviously you're going to get more out of it the more you study it. And also, just if you are interested in Eckhart Tolle and his teachings, you can also Google him or go on YouTube, and there's samples of some of his seminars and his you know, basically some of his speeches or what would you want to call that, conferences.
Yeah, conferences, exactly.
Yeah, and he is one of the most peaceful, calm, I would say, calculated in what he says. He's careful. I mean, if I had to sum up what I felt like he was like, I would say a gentle, loving, I don't know, just he's just so calm and nice. Like, I like the way that he is, just the way about him. He's just very peaceful and sweet. And so I think a person could get a lot of out of it. And it was a way for me to learn also to control my feelings and my emotions, because if everybody thinks about this, and I want, this is the thought of the day. What is our true sense of time and reality? True. Our true sense of time and reality. Jeff knows us.
No.
Exactly. It's now. We don't have yesterday. We don't have 2 seconds ago. We don't have 2 seconds from now. All we truly have is now. And it's a concept that's hard for a lot of people to grasp.
Mm-hmm.
And it can make you feel a little uneasy. But then after you think about it for a while, which, or stop thinking about it, there's this inner peace that, you just don't have to be concerned with the future. You don't have to be concerned with the past. And you just have to appreciate everything that's just around you right now. And just if you can handle right now, that's all you have to handle. And so anyway, that's the thought for the day. Now. Just think about that. Now. And look up Eckhart Tolle. Okay, so we have the man I've been waiting for to call in to tell us about his new radio station, Brad Merriman. And he's going to be launching like some new programs on August 27th. And we just want to hear all about it. Brad, are you here with us?
Yes, hello. Good afternoon, Lori. How are you doing today?
Hi, Brad. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. Just relaxing during the day.
I heard you were having some fun today.
Yes, yeah, I'm over at a pool party, but I took some time out to give you a call.
And I really appreciate that, and welcome to the dirt. I'm so excited to have you on here, and I'm really excited about everything that you've been doing and all of your goals and all the things going on in your life right now. Would you like to share a little bit with us?
Yeah, we started this network about 3 months ago, and we've grown to about 21 shows strong, and we will have over 30 shows by the end of this month, by the end of August, and we're shooting for 50 by the end of the year.
That's awesome.
Basically, we give people that want talk shows, but don't really want to spend a whole lot of money on them, we give them the chance to have a talk show without spending any money.
Okay, so what's your network? And introduce yourself a little bit. I mean, I know how I met you. I mean, it was great running into you and meeting you, and how basically our career paths and everything crossed, and we're just, I just love working with you. But why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself, how you got into it, and the name of your network?
It's TACD Radio, actually. It's TACD Radio.com, and we're actually part of TACD Media, LLC, a new company I created a few months ago. It's the parent company of TACD Radio, and we also have TACD News, which is a newspaper that I write a lot of breaking news stories, and we have some editorials from different folks that like to write for us. So that's a good one to keep up on your daily news. It started a couple years ago, 3 years ago, as a Facebook page, and it just kind of morphed since then. I met Lori a few years ago. She had an idea to be on AM radio, so I was on KMYC, where she is, for a while, and then I progressed to internet radio. And then I tried to sell some of my slots on Blog Talk Radio, and I only had 5 slots to sell, and I ended up getting 50 responses when I put an ad on Craigslist. So I said, all right, well, there's a need here, so I built this network. And in 2.5 months, we're already at, you know, over 20 shows strong and growing rapidly. So it's been a lot of fun. It's been a whirlwind. It really has. But it's a pleasure to do it. It's a pleasure to help people realize their dreams and not have to pay a bunch of money for it. And, you know, we're out trying to get advertisers. Anybody like to advertise or sponsor the show? Sponsor a show or a network that's trying to help people realize their dreams is always a good thing. And, it would be very much appreciated. So we're just hitting that right now, trying to get the advertisements and trying to get new people on the air and trying to get everybody in America to know who TACD Radio is.
I know, it's awesome. And how can people get a hold of you, Brad?
Well, you can get on the website. You can get on TACDmedia.com or TACDradio.com. And you can find me on there in the contact us link. I'm the president of the company, so you can get a hold of me there very easily. And or you can email brad.merriman, M-E-R-R-I-M-A-N, at TACDradio.com. And you can get a hold of me there. We have Facebook pages. We have all that kind of stuff. Most of our shows now have their own Facebook pages that are all linked in with us. So it's, we're all kind of trying. trying to, you know, be a big family and that kind of thing. And if you know anybody or yourself want to be on the air, I think you have something to say, you know, give us an email, let us know. Let's talk to you about it and see if we can get you on the air.
I'm excited because I actually am on your station as well as where I'm at right now. I love Brad's station because, I mean, there's so much potential being on, like, an internet radio. So I'm just really enjoying myself and the variety that you guys have and everything. So The Dirt actually is on that show as well. I mean, on this programming as well. And then also we have a new one that's going to be coming out. It's actually Vicky Emmanuel's programming. And you have a whole lot of really great talent on there. So do you want to tell us about some of your favorites?
Well, I mean, there's some people who are very passionate about what they're talking about. Some people that really just enjoy talking to other people and interacting. We got Joey Ortiz, and his show, he talks about, you know, he's got a long history of drug addiction and things like that. And sports, he was involved in sports at professional or semi-professional sports around this area. Then he was in a tragic accident. You know, he, had to give up his dream, got addicted to drugs. He likes to talk about that stuff. He likes to try to steer people away from that kind of thing and talk to, you know, he's had some named sports figures on his show already. He's had some former heavyweight champions on his show. He's had some pretty good guests on his show. We've got Yolanda, her show was on last night, her first show, and she talks about urban living in the inner cities of America, and just kind of talks about her perspective. She actually lives in Stockton, and she wants to reach out to the younger generation of African American males and females, and help them find different ways to live their lives, and I really respect her for doing that.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So then on the 27th of August, we're going to roll out about 8 new shows that night, including my show, Funny America. Funny America will have myself, which my radio name is Stoney, will be on the air with my co-host, Heather Begley. She's a comedian down in Southern California. And then we'll have a rotating list of hosts, of panelists that'll be there, also stand-up comedians that perform.
Nice.
And they'll be on the show with us, two of them a day. And then we'll have, we're starting to get together a list of a little more noted, comedians from Hollywood that'll take guest spots on the show, whenever we can.
That's going to be exciting, Brad.
Yeah,
you're always talking like so much, politics and seriousness. It's going to be fun to see you have a lighthearted, you know, funny show. I think it's going to be fun. A good side
exactly.
of you.
Exactly. I'm looking forward to that. I like to joke about things and be a smart aleck, and it's not going to be for little kids to listen to. I mean, we're going to be on at 9 o'clock at night, so we're going to be getting a little bit rowdy, but it'll be good. It'll be entertaining, and we'll have stand-up comedians that'll be doing improv. I don't know if you've had a chance to listen to stand-up comedians do improv, but it's so in the moment, it's so right there in your face and on the cutting edge. It's great. Mm-hmm. So I was happy that I was able to get a good band of comedians that are going to help us out with this. We got some good ones from down in Los Angeles area and a few from around San Francisco.
That's great. And I also am aware that you were just recently interviewed by Sacramento News. Do you want to tell everybody about that?
Yeah, we were interviewed by News 10 in Sacramento, and we're about to be interviewed by the Placer Herald in the next week or so. Week or 2 weeks, he said he would have me interviewed there. We're trying to get some new ideas together, with a couple of the newspapers around the area. Since the circulation sales have gone down, we're trying to find some inventive ways some of the larger newspapers in the area can actually have their own radio shows.
That's
been, kind of interesting. We're progressing slowly with that, but that's, up and coming. Probably, hopefully by next year, we'll have some, local newspapers that'll actually have their own radio shows.
That'll be great. And also, let me see. Don't you have like some pretty famous shows on there right now? Who is the gentleman who's on Nationwide right now, and you have him on every morning?
Yeah, we have Ed Till. Ed's been on the air for 45 years as a talk show host. He's the kind of guy that, if he hears something's going on in some place around the world or something, he has Fox News reporters and CBS News reporters on speed dial. He gets them on there. He's networked immediately and finds out what's going on. He's always in the know, and he's edgy. He's a funny guy. He's got very boisterous opinions about things, but He's fun to listen to. I'm on his show every standing appointment. I'm on his show every Friday.
Nice.
11:45 in the morning. We rap about different things going on. Do kind of a wrap up of the week. Him and I, and because I'm a journalist and I write for my newspaper, and so yeah, he's a lot of fun. I really enjoy him. Then we have the Jiggy Jaguar show. He's out of Kansas and he's on about 7 different networks, and he runs every afternoon from noon to 3 o'clock. And him and Dave Cicciolo has been on the air. Dave actually was one of the first internet talk radio hosts ever, and he's actually beginning to podcast, and his shows will be on Saturdays on our network.
Well, that sounds excellent. Sounds like you have a great lineup. And is there anything else you'd like to tell everybody about your radio station?
Just tune in on the 27th of August. Let everybody know that we'll have 8 new shows going on the air. We have one of the new shows, which I'm very excited about, is ran by a gentleman named Jason. He's an agent in New York, and he's signed up with folks like Kevin Hart and Rihanna and Young Jeezy, a lot of these people. He represents them. And he's taking his up-and-coming talent and putting them on our network, doing their music, doing and interviewing them and all that kind of stuff. That's going to be huge. I'm really looking forward to that. We've got Jill Rubin. She's a veterinarian in the Sacramento area. She's going to do a show, call-in show, about animals and whatever questions you might have about your sick pet or whatever. She's been doing it a long time. She's actually down swimming with the whales in Mexico right now or something like that. I don't know, dolphins. I don't know. She's very, very into that kind of thing. And she's going to have a great show on. It's going to start the 27th. And then, of course, Vicky's show as well, which we're excited about.
Well, that sounds like it's going to be great and very exciting. And so it's cool you're going to get a little music mixed in there, too. I like that.
Yeah. We've always been pretty much talk radio, but we're going to start to progress a little bit to music. Not a lot. We're still going to be a talk radio station, but it's interesting and it's rewarding to give people who are up and coming a channel to put out, you know, their talent.
Right.
So people can hear it. And we have, you know, somebody who's in the know, Jason, who's, you know, runs his own agency company, that, you know, he's definitely in the know. So we're excited about that.
I think you're going to do a great job running the station, Brad. And I just want to say thank you so much for having The Dirt on your programming, along with Vicky's new show and everybody else. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, anytime you want to promote anything, you're welcome to call in here. And good luck with everything. And, of course, you and I will be in contact a lot. But I just really want to say thank you for calling in and kind of giving everybody a heads up on what's going on with you and your new show, your new programming, everything.
Yeah. Anytime. Thanks very much for having me on.
You bet. All right. Thanks a lot, Brad Merriman. And you guys stay tuned for The Dirt. We're going to be going to a commercial and then top of the hour news.
You are tuned to The Dirt. You're tuned to The Dirt.
A large number of perfectly sane and reliable people have been involved in this flying saucer business. We have been collecting material on flying saucer observation, checking, cross-checking, trying to track down leads, no matter how far afield they took us. This tonight is our report. We are going to bring you the facts at hand. What they add up to, well, that's for you to decide. That's up to you.
And now, here comes your diva of the dark, Lori Schulz.
Hi, everybody. You know, we were going to go to the top of the hour news, but I was just like a few minutes off. Right, Chris?
Yeah, we got a little wrap up here.
Yeah, so why not? And I got a text from a friend of mine, Michael, and he says he's trying to call in. But in case he's listening, the number is 530-742-5555. And I'm sure he remembers because he used to have a show on here, Michael Roberts. It was... oh my gosh, if he's listening, he's going to be like, I cannot believe it. I'm like just mentally stumped for a second here. I feel bad. Okay, Michael, call in and tell us what your show was, because for some reason it's not coming to me. But anyway, I hope he calls in so he can talk about something. I want to talk about haunted real estate.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got some for sale?
No, but I want some for sale.
Do you want to sell some haunted real estate?
Yeah.
Yeah? That's going to be
totally
your specialty? You're going to corner the market?
Yes.
Okay.
Right here in Marysville?
Right here in Marysville, Yuba City, Lincoln.
I think we can make that happen.
Sacramento. How about this? Sacramento County, Placer County, Yuba, and Sutter Counties.
If your home's haunted and you're trying to sell it, call Lori Schultz in the dirt.
Yeah. I mean, like, look at Trey's experience. She just bought hers, what, now it's about 10, 11 weeks ago?
Yeah, and I bet if the people that were selling that had gone through you, they would have got a lot more money for that.
Yeah, you know what? Because I want to make it, like, kind of a specialty thing. You know? This might be Michael. Michael Motorcycle. Let's see if it's him. All right, cool. It's Michael.
Lori Schultz.
Hey, how's it going? Gen X to Gen
really,
Next?
Really well. I'm going to kill you for not remembering the name of my show, you little punk.
I know. I'm so sorry. But I just said it, Gen X to Gen Next.
Oh, did you?
Just now,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, well, my bad.
But no, you...
Anyway.
I did have, like, a memory problem for, like, 3 minutes.
I've been watching the show, Lori. This is fun show. This
Thank
is
you
really
so
cool. I was at my computer and I saw a little Facebook notification, and I see you have Jeff there.
Yes.
That's awesome. You guys look like you're having a good time.
We are. I'm so glad that you called me. The dirt, not just me. You called me. So, no, I'm
Absolutely.
Super excited.
And guess what? I have, I loved what you were saying on the show. First off...
Oh, guess what? You're going to have to hold. We're going to our top of the hour break.
The first season of Land of the Lost. That is...
You own it?
Yes. You know, the flea stacks and the dinosaurs.
Okay, we're going to commercials. Michael, can you call back, like, right after this commercials?
Well, there's a delay. Like, how long should I wait?
5 minutes.
Okay, I'll wait 5 minutes and I'll call back.
Okay, all right. Thanks for calling in.
You are tuned to the dirt.
The Army Air Force has announced that a flying disc has been found.
That's affirmative. He has evidence proving Bigfoot.
The search for the flying saucer.
You're about to explore another world, another universe, with the likes of Guru, Bigfoot, and UFO.
I woke up in the middle of the night. I don't know what it was.
He is overshadowed by the energy from the world teacher, and the world teacher uses him and gives the blessing.
And all of a sudden, I realized that the banging is coming from my kitchen. Instantly, I froze. I was so scared.
They said they heard, a disembodied scream, like a bloody scream, like something bad was happening.
And now, here comes your diva of the dark, Lori Schultz.
Hi, everybody. Oh, I yelled right into there. Hi, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Dirt. I'm so excited again. I'm going to just keep saying I'm so happy to be here. And again, we have Jeff Strunk here with me.
Hello.
And he is my co-host, my fiancé, my moral support, the person I just wouldn't let stay home today. And then also I want to say thank you, Chris Singleton, for being here with me, too.
You're welcome.
You're like the everything that goes on here.
He's the backbone of this.
Yeah, he is. He's the whole skeleton.
Wow, just put it all on my shoulders.
I feel really stressed suddenly. And so this last half of the show, we have somebody on that I am so excited to have back on The Dirt with us. Her name is Vicky Emanuel. She is actually the author of Manifest Anything You Want in 30 Days. And she has another book. I think it's Beyond the Veil. And she has so many other things going on, including the launch of one of her new shows, and it's called... Energy Awareness. I had a look at it because she did have a different name picked out, and I keep going back to that. But anyway, so Vicky Emanuel, are you here with us?
I am.
Hi. Thank
it's
you so
great.
Much.
Hi.
I'm so glad that you're here. And we were talking on the way up, and then my mind has been racing ever since on cool ideas. But why don't you just at first just introduce yourself and just tell everybody about your books and kind of like maybe how we met and everything else and, you know, your future goals. I'm like stumbling right now.
Yeah,
I need more coffee.
Okay. So I'm actually what I do for profession is I'm a professional energy reader and healer for people and pets. And what that means is I have the gift to be able to read everybody's energy and tell you what the energy of their health, their love, their finances. I can communicate to loved ones on the other side. You know, pretty much, you know, if you want to use other terms, I'm a psychic, a medium, a health intuitive, if you want to use those terms. But the way I do it is I use all of my senses. I feel things, I see things, I hear things. I use all of my senses, and then I interpret it. And then I, you know, tell the person what I'm getting and how it can help them in their lives. And then the thing I do with pets is I love pets too. I just don't want to ever forget about the pets. The great thing is I can tune into them and I can actually feel what they're feeling in my body and I can see through their eyes. And they, it's funny too because they'll talk to me and they'll tell me all kinds of things. So I can help with behavior, health issues, you know, what they think and how they're feeling, if they want another pet, what kind of pet they want. I do energy healings on people and pets too. So I work in the energy field to take away pain, illness, whatever it is they need to do, and then fluff up their energy, work with their chakras, and work with healing aspects too for people and pets. So that's my profession.
Is that it?
That's all
I do. Oh my goodness. Okay, that's like that right there, just the list. You should just write a book, The Many Talents That I Have, The Many Talents of Vicky, because I mean, come on, that right there, that is so amazing and so much. And that's why it is so much fun to have you on here, because I always want to know everything. This is what we were saying in the car. I always want to know everything, and you know it. So it's like a perfect match. I'm like, what about this? What about that?
Yeah.
And it's just fun. You know, I think you're exciting. So it's fun to have you on here.
Well, thank you. I just, yeah, you got to reiterate to my kids that I know everything.
Yeah. I mean, they don't know that by now?
No.
That's so funny. I know kids. They're probably just, they're so used to you and everything that you can do and everything that you feel.
Well, they do ask me. It's funny because I had one of my sons in eighth grade. He did ask me, call me from school. And he's like, Mom, we've lost the rat in science class. Where's the rat? Because I can find things too. You know, I work with missing pets and I can, because I read the energy. And I was like, you didn't tell your teacher I'm a psychic, did you? So it was just very funny, but I actually did find the rat farm too.
Are you serious? Where was it?
Yeah. It was in a room down the hallway. Like, this rat got out. It was just in the room down the hallway.
Oh,
thank God it was still alive.
Oh, that's so cool that you found it. That's amazing. And the one thing that you read my, our dog, Rose, remember? And you said that she wanted more treats. And she wanted chicken. She said she wanted chicken. And the funny thing is we had just been talking about how she's so little, it's hard to give her treats. Like, figure out what's good for her. She's a little Yorkie. She's only 4 pounds. And it was so funny because we were talking about, we're like, we never give her treats because all the dog treats are always so big. She chokes on them, even the tiniest little things. And so when you said that, I was cracking up. So now I'm always flipping her food. She's turned into the biggest beggar. It's like, no, it's good though, because she needed treats and it's cute. I love
doing her chicken.
Yeah. Whenever we have it. I mean, I'm a vegetarian.
That's kind of a problem.
Really? Well, I mean, but she has a lot of tuna. I give her tuna and fish and she likes it.
There you go. Yeah, she would like that too. Yeah, she's definitely a meat.
Yeah.
Pets are either like sweet into sweets or they're into meat. So she's a meat girl.
Oh, that's so cute.
That's funny because you're a vegetarian. She's the meat girl for you.
I know. It is just, it cracks me up. So, and you were telling me recently too, before we go into like all the million accomplishments and things you've got going on, but you were just telling me recently that you were helping to heal a horse. Is that like confidential or can you tell everybody about that? Because I found it to be so interesting.
Yeah, well, that's my passion. Actually, horses, I mean, I love all animals, but working with horses are my passion. Just their soul and their spirit is amazing to me. So I have been doing this for a long time. I've worked with thoroughbreds, I've worked with polo horses, I've worked with just, you know, barn horses. What I do is I go in their energy field and, I will know immediately, you know, what they need. I can balance their energy. Balance for a horse is very important, obviously, because they're a working animal and they're always getting off balance from working and performing. So I will do whatever is needed. They will talk to me, and I went to this horse rescue I'm volunteering at right across the street from me, actually. And this most beautiful horse name is Pearl. She just came onto the property. It's a horse rescue, so she just came on. And the first thing she did to me, and I've worked with lots of horses, and the first thing she told me is just hug me. And I was like, just hug you? I can hug you. And I hugged her, and she has this huge, huge heart, and she like put her head down on me, and I probably held her for like 30 minutes. I just held this horse for 30 minutes. Just such a loving horse. Of course, I wanted to bring her home, but I can't. She was just amazing. So I can do with a lot of stuff with horses. One of the horses I worked on actually had a broken jaw. from, I believe, because what, you know, what I saw, I was doing a reading on a lady to help her, and I saw this man, like, in my head, I saw him abuse her, like, hit her jaw with a hammer, and, yeah, and broke my heart, and her jaw was broken. And the great thing about when I work on a horse is you can actually see the horse. The horse has no idea what I'm doing, right? Mm-hmm. But you can see the horse will immediately relax. And then actually release, its lips will start going, so you can see it shifting. So when I worked on the horse that had the broken jaw, the jaw would start going back and forth. And by the time, usually it takes me about an hour to work with a horse since they're so big, by the end, the horse's jaw was all back into placement. And that was with me just working with energy and moving the energy around, because everything really is just stuck energy in people and in pets' bodies. So I just reworked the energy structure so it can flow, that way it can heal.
Oh, that's so sweet. And then you were saying, too, the one horse who just lost one of its close friends and how it was, they actually thought they were going to have to put it down, and then they didn't have to anymore. Remember that one?
Right, yeah, this poor horse. So I didn't know anything on the history of it, and I just went into it, and I started working with the horse, and all of a sudden I felt this grief, this unbelievable grief, and it was holding it right into its belly. Because we all hold on to emotions, and that's what disease and sickness and all that is, and even in pets. And I went in there, and I started pulling it out, and then I found out that the horse, like, was raised with another horse all of its life, and it lost the other horse, like, a year before they got separated. And after that, this horse had horrible asthma attacks and just had all kinds of health issues. Mm. And of course it did, because it was grieving, because grief actually hits your lungs. And because lungs are about taking in life and the breath of life. And so, yeah, I worked with it and I pulled out all this grief. So much so that, and I'm really usually pretty good about clearing my own energy field after I work with somebody, because we all can take on somebody else's stuff. But the next morning I woke up so sad. I was like, what is wrong with me? And I realized I took on the horse's grief.
Oh, that's so sad. And so then you were able to get rid of that, though? You just did
I'm good at clearing my energy field.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, I'm so excited because I read your book. Okay. First of all, I've never really had too much of a chance to tell you how your book has helped me. Okay. I read it, and, you know, it's been mixed in during a time where I've had to go through a lot of healing, all of which you're aware of because, I mean, you spoke to my son, you know. And so for me, I know that a part of what I was wanting to manifest also was going to happen with some healing. But I was having a hard time getting back into my real estate, which now, am I completely, like, over that, Jeff? Like, I seriously, like, I'm so happy and excited to work.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's been a big change, and it's been,
awesome.
Like, yeah, like, only over, like, what, the last, I did something kind of therapeutic, which was get a different job, and I hope whoever's listening isn't listening to that, and I'm not going to mention it and put it down or anything like that, but it did help me, mm-hmm. you know, in realizing what I want to do, and I set these goals, and now suddenly real estate is just coming to me, and it's just going well, you know. It's like when you're on the right path, or when you're doing the thing you should be doing, it just flows, and it just comes with ease. If it's too hard, I feel like sometimes it just means it's the wrong thing.
It is, you know. I'm glad. I just had another one of my clients the other day. I was working with real estate too, and she's in debate too of, you know, going to another real estate place or staying with them the same. And the whole thing is, if something's not flowing in your life, if you're, like, sitting there contemplating and you're hating it and you hate going to work and it's just not your passion, mm-hmm. then, yeah, it's time to let it go. And because once you jump into faith and trust and new, and sometimes we do need new. Like, there's people that have had a job for 15, 20 years, and they're wondering why they're bored and they're hating their job. Like, hello, you've been there 15, 20 years. You've already mastered whatever it is you're to master. And it is time for you to let that go in order so abundance can come in.
Right.
And it's actually working with trust. It's about letting go and working with trust. You know, everybody fears change. And they want to know for sure that their change is going to be perfect, you know. But the great thing is you're in charge of that. So if you work with the, like you said, now it's flowing, you know, so that's obviously you had to let go of the past. And something, and I love how the universe works, because things will just stop. The energy will stop working for you. Like, if you're trying really hard, but it's just not working, things aren't coming to you, you're not selling anything, there's problems after problems after problems. So it's actually the universe coming in, shaking things up for you, saying, hello, you're not listening, you're not supposed to do this anymore. We're going to keep on putting blocks, and we're going to keep on making you uncomfortable until you're so uncomfortable you're going to do something about it.
Right, and that's what happened when I decided to take on a different avenue of income or, you know, whatever. And it, there was something blocking, and a lot of it, I feel, was probably my grief. Not that it's gone, but I mean, I feel a lot, I'm never going to feel good about my son being gone, but I mean, not completely like in the flesh, but in a way that I should think, which is more spiritually, then yes, I'm happy that he's not in a place where he feels pain. Like me and Jeff were talking the other day, like just talking about the physical pain we feel here. Like physical pain, different things in the spiritual world, it's just different. And so in all of those ways, like when you told me he said he's fine and he's happy and, you know, and everything else, those are the things that make me, I guess they console me. You know what I mean? Just knowing right. that he's still around, he's still there, but he's in a better place. And so that's just the way I just have to, like, accept and just control my emotions and my thoughts. And I just need some time to heal more just to be able to accept those things. And then once I did, I still didn't feel ready with my career, and I don't know why. And it just, it was like a dead end for me for so many ways. I mean, I was really struggling to make it work, although I knew it was my area of expertise, but still, just a little conditioning, little bit of focusing, like with your book and different things like that, and I feel like I'm back on track and actually liking and loving it, which is
awesome.
Yeah, I just feel so much better. But so now you, okay, you have this book that I've already mentioned quite a few times. Now, did your newest book get released?
Not yet. No, it probably will be wintertime.
Okay.
And it's something totally different. Well, it still works with energy. It's just the energy that we're born with. It's what color vibration are you? And we're born on different colors, like the crystals, indigos, blue rays, and all that. So that will be hopefully Christmas time.
That'll be great. And what was the name of that book?
What Color Vibration Are You?
Okay. I thought you had another book too. Beyond the Veil or something.
No, that was going to be my radio station.
Okay, I am so sorry. But see, that's
I have
okay.
a lot of stuff. I do actually have another one in the works called Letting Go of Your Ex. A lot
really?
Of people have been asking me that one. Right, yeah, that one's going to be really popular.
I think so, too. I mean, that's everybody's goal, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so now your new radio show. We all want to hear about it. Brad actually called in, Brad Merriman, from Talk D Radio. And I just wanted to just see, you know, how things are going, what your plans are. And I've already announced that I'm going to be co-hosting on your show because I'm so excited. And we have such great ideas. And, of course, you're the talent, so I can't wait to work with you.
I'm not just the talent. You're the great personality diva. How's that?
Well, thank you. I'll use my personality, and I'll try to figure out ways to just... Oh, we're going to have so much fun. But anyway, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about that?
Yeah, definitely. It's called Energy Awareness. And my goal with my radio show is to enlighten people and, you know, teach people and educate people on everything to do with energy. Everything is energy. You think about it, where it's in our breath. It's here physically in our form. Your energy is of your life, and the great thing about energy in our life is we can change it, you know, like you said with grief. You know, grief is, I mean, it's an energy form, and it turns into an emotion, and it is there, and like you can't just ignore it and push it away, but you have to work through it. And, you know, sometimes grief will last years, you'll have good days, bad days, and sometimes they'll be better, but it is an energy. So I just want to educate everybody on energy, everything from mediumship, to health and everything that they're working with in their own life, the manifesting and how to change things around, energy living within their house. You know, there's a lot of great energy techniques that you can work with in your house, to clear the house, to actually work with your own, if you're not getting sleep, if you need sleep, to help children. You know, I've been having a lot of people lately with children. There was a huge energy shift just August 6th, I believe it was. It was called the Star of David. So I want to, you know, also educate people on that, because globally this is going to be big. You know, there's things that happen energy-wise on a global level, and everybody's going to feel it, because right now everybody's shifting, everybody's body is shifting, actually, and is becoming more psychic, and they're feeling different, you know, health-wise right now, too. And so I just want to educate on everybody, and I would, you know, I think that you're going to be a great co-host. You have lot of great things there, a lot of great questions. You know, you're also, you have some great haunted houses and real estate and all that stuff, too. So I think it'll be a great show to tie in together.
I think so, too, and I can't wait. And one of the things that just came to my mind when you were talking about the energy in the house and everything, seriously, aside from our shows and stuff, I mean, I think, like, a lot of homes that people are just moving into, I think it's a great idea for them to learn how to clear the energy in some of these homes, because I really believe that some of the people who maybe lived there before, they could leave energies. Like, what if it was, like, a home where there was a lot of, I don't know, abuse or sadness, or it could be a happy home. There might be energy that they feel good in, but maybe they like the house itself, but maybe they have a feeling, you know, about it that they'd like to change. And maybe there's ways that they can do that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, there's all kinds of ways. And that is a definite. When you move in the house or you buy something new, there's what's called energy imprints. And we all, no matter what, you know, even the land has energy imprints. So you can work with those energies. You definitely need to clear them to bring in your own energy. You know, a great source is children, and pets will be the first one to pick it up. Mm-hmm. You know, they come into the house and they get wild, they can't sleep, or the pets are barking and you're like, what's going on? And it's energy. You definitely need to work with the energy. There's also in new houses too, I've seen this a lot in my readings, when if somebody died in there, or an older person, I'm going to say just an older person, even if they went to like a nursing home, mm-hmm. and they didn't necessarily die in the house, but they weren't ready to leave. They didn't want to really leave. They might still be holding on to that house, and there might be some issues in that house. So, yeah, that's a great thing that you brought up, because that's a biggie. That's a biggie, actually, in all of your life, because if your home actually represents you, no matter if it's you're renting, you're buying, it doesn't matter. But feng shui-wise, in your home, the energy in your home actually represents your body, which will play into your health, into your finances, into your relationships. It will actually go into the energy of everything. So that's why it's very important to have your home clear of energy, decluttered, and to be living in a peaceful place. I'm sure a lot of people out there will be like, oh yeah, I remember when I lived in a house that was hectic and my life was always hectic. It's because they play hand in hand.
Well, and that's one thing too that I've noticed, like, okay, with everything backing up in my life, like it totally did, but whenever I get the house like completely back in order, suddenly I'm relaxed and I feel like I can work and I can do extra and I can do the things I need to do. And it's just unreal, you know. It's the feeling I have whenever it is cluttery or like that. Jeff knows, I start to freak out and I'm like, I can't even think, I can't even do anything in this house. And as soon as it's back in order, I'm like, ah, finally, I'm relaxed. I'll pour a glass of wine and get my work done, and I feel good, and I feel happy. But the second it's messy, or there's, like right now, the clutter is unbelievable from the wedding and everything else. And it's like, oh, man, it makes me feel like I can't even think. Well, and do not astral project over there. Wait until I clean it.
Yeah, I can ask the traveler over there, too.
Yeah, you better not. Yeah.
I won't. No, and I mean, don't kill yourself trying to clean it either. But, you know, I tell people, like, start with just one little area. If it's overwhelming, and just work with that area. Even if it's just a drawer.
It's what?
Even if it's just a drawer. Like your
cluttered
drawer.
Oh, I thought you said
drawer.
A door. I'm like, how do you clean a door? I'm like, my doors are good. Now what? But, yeah, that's awesome. And so some of the other ideas that, you know, you were thinking of for your show, which I thought were great, too, were just basically, like, checking out places, like, going to places for people ahead of time and things like that. Like, how would you do that? Explain to everybody. And I know that Chris really likes this. This is his favorite topic.
Oh, you mean, like, the astro travel?
Yeah, like, checking things out in advance for people.
Yeah, so even in my readings, so if I hear an address, I'm a name reader, so I can tune in to addresses, businesses, you know, people's name, whatever. And, you know, I teach this too, so it is something that is teachable. So I can just tune into it and I can tell you, you know, what's going on there, what needs to be cleared. I will usually be drawn to a certain area, you know, I've done this all over. It's really cool too because with Astro Travel you can learn to do it yourself. So if you're thinking of going on vacation or a trip, you can actually go to that town and be like, oh, I don't like this, I do like this. I'll even Astro Travel and, you know, touch the water and feel the water and see like, oh, this is a warm lake, not a warm lake. So it's just one of my talents, I guess, one of the things, my gifts, I want to say gifts, that I have. But I do teach others, and people are always shocked because, you know, when I do a workshop, which I will be having webinars too, so this is definitely something I can have on the computer. You don't have to be in person in one of my live events. But when you, in every single class I've ever taught, I had everybody, you know, there's people are saying, there's no way I'm going to be able to do this. There's no way. And the first class, they get something. They might not get, you know, as much as I do, but they do get something, which is always cool. And it can help you because you can go check in on your kids and you can go check in on your mates.
Well, you were saying that too. You're like, yeah, I go in there and I see what my kids are talking about or check their text message or do whatever. I think it's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, you know, you will find it. Yeah, one of my sons once, you know, told me I have 5 kids and one of them was a teenager. My kids are really, really good. But, you know, they're still teenagers. They're still 7. And one of them at one time, lied to me. And I was like, I was there. I went, he told me he went bowling. When I knew he wasn't there because I went to the bowling alley. I'm like, I don't see you there. I didn't see you there at all, like, the whole day. And he just looked at me and he's like, okay, you know. So it's great. you can learn to bust your children.
That is so funny. Well, I think it would be really fun to have one of your little, like, what was it, like a group? And you said, like, I don't want to quote your prices in case they've changed, but it's like per person. And it's up to, like, I forget if you said 4 people or 8 or something like that. And you can do the astral traveling together. And I actually have 2 people that really want to do that, like have a party with you and stuff like that. It would be so cool.
Yeah, well, I do in person. I'm in Southern California right now, but I do travel. So I will be traveling. Actually, I'm coming up your way. I'm thinking in October, and I'm going to be having some live events up there when I'm up there, workshops and stuff.
Okay, well, you know I'm going to steal you for the show.
That's true. I didn't think about that. Yeah. I'm going to be up there in October. But other than that, I will be doing webinars. You can always check out my website, energyreader.com. And because I do the same thing in the webinars as I do is in person, and you get the same things because I have clients around the whole world, and it's just so much easier. Of course, I love seeing people in person, but the computer, everybody can click on and get right on there.
Yeah, I'll get to see you in person, but doing it like versus, you know, like on the webinar versus in person, as long as the people can actually still do it and they can, you know, learn how to do it just from there, I don't think it really matters.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. It's the same thing. And it's kind of cooler because when you're doing it by webinar, you're really going to tune more into your own energy and you're going to tune more into your own intuition, because when you are at a live event or a live workshop, and I still love doing my live workshops, but you'll be picking up other people's energy too. Mm-hmm. So it makes you work more on your own intuition. That's one of the reasons why I love that too.
Oh, that's cool. That's interesting. Well, then that's a perk for that aspect of it. So that's good for people to know. Now, in case nobody has remembered the number to call in here, if anybody wants to call in, it's 530-742-5555. And I'm not sure if you're taking any questions or anything like that, but if you are,
sure, definitely.
Okay. I know we had a couple people that we lost.
Everything.
We had Gunner, who actually just called in. And if he wants to call back, I mean, that would be great. And I don't want to say anything about his personal life, but I'm sure that's why he wants to call you. And also, Michael, who actually lives down by you, remember? And I said one of my friends lives down by where you're living. I'm not going to state it. But anyway, so he actually just called in just a little while ago, too, and I don't know if he, you know, still wants to call back or whatever. And you had another lady. I think her name was Laura. Debbie is going to call back. So we've got a few people that have been wanting to talk to you. So hopefully they call in, and it's 530-742-5555. And they will also win that car wash and wax if they do call in their local. So from Diamond Detail. Man, I am struggling to talk today. It's so weird. We do have a caller. So hopefully
okay,
it's
great.
One of these people. Let's see. So anyway, I don't know what kind of questions you usually can answer on the phone if it's just more about pets or anything.
Anything, yeah.
Okay.
If you have a, you know, if you have a on the side you want me to communicate to, your health, love, relationships, money, pet, career, yeah, everything.
Okay, and what's going to be really exciting, you guys, the show that she's actually launching on the 27th, she's going to be utilizing her talents and just like showing us and enlightening us, teaching us, helping us all. So Carolyn is on the air with us. Carolyn, thank you so much for calling into The Dirt. Do you have a question for Vicki?
Yeah, I do, Vicki. On the 24th of July, one of my little dogs disappeared, and I live out on 33 acres, and she was just laying under the trailer, and today my other little dog disappeared about 1:30.
Okay, and what are the dogs, you know, where do you live? Just tell me a city.
On Hamilton Smartsville Road.
And where was that?
It's between Marysville and
okay.
Nevada City or Grass Valley. It's by Beale Air Force Base.
Okay. You know, I would be, I'm hearing that there needs to be more protection. So I don't know where you live, but if there is coyotes and mountain lions, I don't feel a bear. I'm not feeling bears. But I am being, I see something's coming in. I actually feel something stalking your property.
Yeah.
So are they smaller? I mean, unfortunately, coyotes.
Well, Summer was like 15 pounds. She was a little miniature dachshund, and she was
okay.
Laying right under the trailer, and I heard we have peacocks with babies, and they flew up to get away, and then she was gone.
Mm-hmm. There's some kind of animal. I would keep your pets, and I'm seeing it's even daylight. It doesn't even matter if it's nighttime or daylight. Unfortunately, there's been a lot more wild animal attacks lately, too, even during the daytime. I don't know if you know this or not. I actually feel it's going to get worse globally because more animals are feeling the energy shift that I was talking about, so they're hungry. So, unfortunately, you know, I hope to God I'm wrong because that's really sad, but I do feel like you're being stalked. I'm seeing some kind of animal stalking the property, and they feel like a very smart animal, so I don't know if it's a coyote or a mountain lion.
I think it's a mountain lion because my daughter, I live with my daughter, and she went out the other night because the peacocks were having a fit, and there was something in the tree with a real long tail right outside my bedroom window.
Yeah, I see it. It is a mountain lion. Yeah, and you know, and I feel it's very sneaky, and I see it's very smart, and it's watching. And I actually, if I'm even seeing it watch you, I don't think it would take you down. I don't want to scare you like that, but just be cautious, especially at nighttime. It's liking all everything you have. You must have, you know, it's food source.
Do you think my little dog Summer is gone?
Yeah, and unfortunately, I see her licking you. I see her all, like, wagging her tail and licking you. So when I see this there, I see her more in spirit than I see. I feel pain-free, though. So I don't feel there was a lot of pain. And I see this mountain lion's going to keep on snagging, too. If you have anything else, just really be concerned about it.
Yeah, you know, I've been watching my little dogs very carefully, and she was only out there for like 20 minutes, and I was outside, but it came up from the back of the property.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you
but
so
make
much.
Make sure you keep on the guard, because it's not done. Like, it's still stalking you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you
You're
so
welcome.
Much for calling in. That's sad, Vicki. You there?
Yes, I am.
That's so sad for her. I feel really bad.
I know. It is sad. And, you know, yeah, I've seen this lately. There really has been a lot of wildlife out there, even during the daytime, and being more aggressive than normal, too.
That's sad. I know. And where she described, you actually were on that road when you came to my show. It's Hamilton Smartsville Road. And so you were, okay. So it is like, it does go out in the country.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, mountain lions and coyotes actually aren't, I mean, they're even like right around, I live in it. I'm not really out in the country either. They can be anywhere. And the thing about them is they're really smart. I've done a lot of readings where, you know, I've learned a lot from doing a reading on them that they like will stalk. And they will know when you put the dog out, when you bring the dog in. They're watching, and they're waiting for their time. And it's amazing how smart they are that they remember every day at that time that creature is going to be out there.
Yeah, they're scary. That's for sure. I actually saw one in Lincoln not too long ago. It was a few years ago. But, I mean, it was not that long ago if you think about it. The city was all built up, and it was down by the creek. And they're total stalkers. Okay, so we've got Mike on the phone with us. So is it Mike or Michael?
It's either or.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, it's Michael. Okay, I just wasn't sure because he put up a little sign that said Mike. I didn't know if it was you calling back in. So,
oh, good point.
Yeah, good so point. Anyway, Vicky, Michael, Vicky.
Hi, Michael.
Vicky. very nice to meet you, Vicky. Welcome to Southern California, the Santa County. Are you in Ventura County?
I'm in Ojai. Yes, I live in Ojai.
Yeah, that's that's beautiful. That's how you liking the
oh my god, I love it. You talk about energy. The energy here is amazing.
Yeah, isn't it? And I was going to say you couldn't have picked a better place to come for, you know, the line of work you're in, because people worship their animals around here. They love their animals, and they take really good care of them.
I have learned that, and actually, it chose me. I was actually moving to San Luis Obispo, and then the next day, Ojai chose me. So I'm here for a reason.
Yeah, absolutely. San Luis is nice, too. I used to live there. It's beautiful, but I'm sure you're there, like you said, for a reason, and you'll find plenty of opportunities to use your gift.
Oh, yeah, it's been amazing already. I've met some wonderful people and already have lots of workshops going on even here in Ojai.
Michael.
Excellent.
Do you have a question for her? You should, is there something you're curious about? I mean, she has a true talent.
Yeah, Vicky, you get a reading on the animals, or what is it exactly? I mean,
anything. I mean, if you have a question about, is this about one of your pets?
Oh, okay.
No, I do people too. I do everything. I do health. I do pets. I do mediumship. I'm an energy reader, so I tune into any energy.
Okay, so you'll read the energy of the pet, and then you determine what is how the pet should be taken care of, or what did you say again?
Whatever your question is about it, like if you
I'm trying to nail down her job description so that I can. Formulate a question.
Okay, so if it's about your, I can read the pet's energy, and the pet will tell me, you know, like if there's any behavior problems, or if there's any food allergies, if there's a health issue, if you're wanting the pet, or if they have pain, I'll feel their pain in my body, you know, pretty much everything.
Okay, I do have a question. I was over at, about maybe a month ago, I was over at my friend Aaliyah's house, and it's beautiful, she lives on this gorgeous estate with all these horses and everything. She's pretty much living the American dream. Anyway, she had a pony, and the pony was very restless. He would he was vicious. He was very, how do you say, he didn't want to do what he was told. He never wanted to go outside, and when she would attach a little carriage to him and take us around in rides, whenever the pony was leaving the house, he would walk so slow, and on our way back, he would run as fast as he could to get back into the barn. He hated being out, and he had a bad attitude. He liked to bite us all the time. What do you think was the? I was trying to figure this out too, because I'm really into dogs. I love dogs, and I try to understand their behavior. But with the pony, he kind of seemed like a dog, like a dog who'd become the pack leader. You know, he seemed very
So what's
the pony's
name? He just
wasn't too cool.
What's the pony's name?
His name was, it was like Biscuit or something like that. Maybe it was, you know what? I forgot.
That's okay. That's right. Well, the first thing when I tuned into him, he's very stubborn. He wants to do what he wants to do. And, you know, so one of the things I can do is kind of talk to their souls and people's souls too. And he says, I've been here, done this, I'm done. The other thing is the bat, I'm going to say his left. He's in some pain too. One of his shoulder, like the shoulder blades, like up high, was hurting him. And I feel that there was a lot of pain with him. And the sun or the heat was not good. Did not like the sun or the heat at all. And there's also, I know the land, and when I go to the land, it feels amazing, but there's some kind of dark, creepy thing that comes out every once in a while. Do you know what, like, have you ever been there when you, like, just felt a shift of energy? And, you know, it feels like right before dusk is when I'm feeling this energy shift come in.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. And you know what was kind of interesting? You hit the nail right on the head, because I do think the pony had a problem with sunlight and sun exposure, because he was moved to Arizona about maybe 3 weeks ago. And he was a young pony, too. He was only like 4 or 5 years old. And as soon as he got to Arizona, he died. And
inflamed. So pain, you know, and I'm kind of glad you brought this question up, because pain... And then, obviously, in us, too, we get grumpy, we don't feel good, we don't feel like moving. So that's always a big factor in animals, too. If they're not wanting to perform, if they're not wanting to do something that they usually do, it's they're in pain.
Okay.
You know,
that's interesting.
That was sad that that pony actually died, Michael.
It was sad. I would have been more sad had he not thrown me off that carriage and caused me to go to the doctor.
You know, it is sad. You know, he was in a lot of pain. So I really feel it was a... he feels very arthritis-y, too, which is crazy, you know, for how young he is. But, you know, through a lot of inflammation. It'd be interesting, because 80% of whatever is wrong with pets is actually wrong with the owners, and they take them on for the owners. So I'm wondering that, and I'm not... If you have more than one pet, it might not necessarily be that one, because there's always one pet that will actually heal the owner. But it'd be interesting if you know about the owner, if the owner had any pain too at the time.
If the owner had any like pains? Or
yeah, any inflammation, arthritis, you know, doesn't like heat, you know, just things like that, because that's what this pony did not like, any of that. And he feels very arthritis-y, like there was something wrong with his shoulder.
He had a very narcissistic owner, and it was
there you
very,
go.
She was very, very. I don't know how else to say it. She was just a gangster, you know. And I think that because she was just, maybe there wasn't a lot of love there. Maybe that also contributed. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, you mentioned.
Well, yeah,
a good
you know,
point,
you would be like cranky too. Like somebody just patting you all the time. You'd be like, I'm not going to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. He reminded me of my dog that I used to have. I had adopted a dog at the age of 10, and he'd already become the pack leader, and he had a kind of a stubborn attitude, and he didn't want to do anything. And that pony reminded me exactly of my old dog, actually. And, it was interesting. And you know what? Now that I'm on that subject, whenever I go over to her house, there are, she has like 5 chihuahuas, and all of them are cool. Every one of them is really cool to let me pick it up, play with it, and everything. And then there's one named Marlene, and she's a little black chihuahua, and she has these diamond bracelets on and everything, and she barks, like, horribly as soon as anybody comes in. And then even when I'm there, she'll continue to bark, and then just give me snarls, and, you know, for the whole time, she just has a really bad attitude. And her mom is... she's a spoiled rich girl, you know. So
well, it's funny because that little dog I heard is a bee. I'm not saying the name, but I heard it's a little bee.
A little bee.
Yeah.
You know what it would stand for.
a little bee. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Radio, so
that's exactly what that dog is, and that's what the pony was too.
But the thing is, Michael, you were saying before, like, how that pony did not want to go on that ride. Remember?
He hated it.
Yeah,
the
owner would just be all, "Well, we're doing this thing," you know.
Yeah,
so,
he was like a monkey, you know. They had to perform tricks.
Yeah,
you know,
like, so she wasn't compassionate to the horse at all.
Right.
No, she
right.
For her, all her animals are very much, they exist to please her. This is what she thinks, you know. Mm-hmm. And just the other day, that little one, Marlene, she was looking at its face, and she was trying to kiss it in the face and touch it in ways, I guess, you know, the puppy didn't want to be handled like that, and it bit her straight up in the face, and dang, she had to get like 5 stitches on her lip.
Oh, oh my
goodness, that's so sad.
Oh my.
Well,
yeah.
But I mean, you know, but anyways, I mean, Vicky, you should come down here to Danish Disneyland down here in Solvang, California sometime. I mean, I could show you a lot of people out here that have, you know, they have expensive pets. She has all these horses that are like $40,000, $50,000 and stuff. And
I was just there.
And then my other friends as well. They have all of these. You know what? They're probably a bunch of pets coming from dysfunctional families, because down here it's a super rich area. And the people that own them, a lot of the time, you know, maybe they're just, they're not treating them the way they need to be treated.
Right. Yeah. That's always a biggie too. Yeah, I'll make it that way. I love it up there too. Like by San Ynez, and I love that whole area.
That's where I live. I live in San Ynez. No one knows where that is. Well, they don't really know where Solvang is either.
I do. I almost actually, I was looking there for most of it. So I know the area well, and it is a big horse community.
Well, a huge horse community.
We're coming to the top of the hour almost. So, Michael, I just want to say thank you so much for calling into the show, and I'll definitely talk to you later on. And I'm so glad you called in and met Vicky.
Yeah, it was a pleasure meeting you. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, you're very welcome. You guys have a good day.
Thanks. You too, Michael, and thanks for calling the dirt. We miss you up here. Bye.
All right. I miss you too. Bye.
Bye. Okay, so Vicky, what do you think about all that? That story, I kept laughing because Michael told me about that before, and I was laughing so hard. He tells the funniest stories. And so I was just cracking up. But it's sad that that horse actually did die. That's pretty sad.
It is sad, but you know what? It had a lot of pain that I think if it would have survived, I just don't see it would have ever been well.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
So, is there anything that you'd like to say? I mean, we are coming up to the top of the hour, and I want to make sure, like, you promote your books or anything that you'd like to promote or say to our listeners.
Yeah. Well, you can always, you know, just all my services, I do them by phone, just like I did with these people. I do them by phone. I have webinars. I do have some live events coming up. I am getting ready for a new website. So, my website right now is energyreader.com. You can always email me from there. But I am getting ready for a new website, hopefully in a week, and it will have my new upcoming events, because I do have live events, webinars. And then I'm excited to start the show with you, Energy Awareness, coming up next, in a week and a half.
I know. It's coming up so fast. I'm excited.
Yeah, so I'm super excited about that, too. And obviously my book, Manifest Anything You Want in 30 Days, that you can get online at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Bubba Press. You can go to my website, energyreader.com, and click on it. And I also have a webinar with Hay House called Transform Your Energy, Transform Your Life. You can always download that. That's a great webinar because it teaches you, I go over everything with energy from people and pets and how to work with it in your house and bring in health and bring in abundance. And that's always available through hayhouse.com.
Okay, that's awesome. And also, if anybody is listening and you didn't have a chance to write it down, you can always look on the Dirt Facebook page. I always post about Vicky. There's, you know, you can find a link to her easily from Facebook as well. So I'm just so excited that you were on here today, and I'm really looking forward to the new show that you're having and being a part of it. I think it's going to be enlightening a lot, just even for me. I'm going to learn a lot just being around you, listening to you, just like all of this, listening to you converse with other people who need your services. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really interested in finding out.
Yes, it's going to be so much fun. I'm so excited. And thank you so much for having me on today, too, to Dirt.
Oh, you're so welcome. And we'll link our shows together and just, you know, promote
definitely.
Each other and stuff like that. I think it'll be fun. And I definitely do want to find a way to, you know, kind of go into the real estate aspect of this kind of stuff, too. Because, you know, the more I think about it, the more I just realized there, every time I go into a home, you do feel everything that's going on. And I think it can mm-hmm. affect even people who are trying to sell their homes. It's mm-hmm. like if you're trying to sell, if you're trying to buy, or whatever aspect it is, I think energy plays a big part of it being desirable. And you did say something that was very interesting to me on the way up about whether or not a house will sell. Do you want to tell everybody that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, when am I, yeah. So clients will ask me, oh, we have this house up for sale. When do you see it selling? You know, and I'll be like, oh, well, your husband really doesn't want it to sell. And they'll be like, what? Mm-hmm. You know, and then he looks at the husband, and the husband's like, oh, well, you know, like, well, it was my mom's house. And, you know, so you get those emotional connections.
Yeah.
So the biggest thing for anybody, if they're looking at selling a house energetically, you have to realize you put roots into this house, and other people walking in are going to feel this. And if one of you, whoever, like, this is the whole household, so if you also have children, everybody needs to get on the same boat and say, okay, we're going to sell this house. We're going to go, you know, because it's going to be great, because we're going to go into this new house. Because if somebody is holding on to the house, it's not going to sell. And, you know, this thing as being a realtor is funny because I'm coming up with the realtor program, because I wouldn't even try to sell somebody's house unless I would have a whole big thing with the way we're saying, okay, so why are we selling this house? Are we both in agreement? Like, we're going to sell the house. Because if somebody is emotionally attached to the house, it's just not going to sell until they let go of that emotionally wise.
You know, and it's really weird. I'm not going to say any names, but for me, I do have a listing, and everything was holding it up, from getting pictures done. Jeff knows which one I'm talking about right now. Like, everything. I mean, I'm talking months upon months, actually, of finally getting it on the market, and then it sold right away. But it was like little things that seriously could have been cleared up quickly just were not mm-hmm. happening. And I know exactly, and so does he, who didn't want it to sell. And it really does hold on to it. It's so weird.
It does.
It's like impossible to
win. And then the other thing is when you come into the house, you know, if you have pictures all up of yourself and you have all your energy stuff in there, you know, you got to get it out. Even though you're like, oh, that looks really pretty. Well, that looks really pretty to you, but it's also holding on to all of your emotions to you, too, where if you're really wanting a new owner to come in, you want them to put their energy into the house.
That's so funny. That's always my number one recommendation, is taking on personal pictures.
Yes. Yeah, actually, trying to take out the most personal stuff it is, you know. I mean, still leaving some stuff that's warm, but yeah. And then also clearing the energy. There's some simple energy tricks that are really good to clear the energy of the house.
Well, everybody should get a hold of Vicki if you're selling a house. You need some energy reading. And thank you so much, Vicki Emmanuel, for being on
thank
the Dirt
you.
Tonight. We love you, and we will be talking to you soon. And everybody
that's
stay tuned
great.
For the Dirt next week at 5 o'clock.